Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get
up
with
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy hump day.
Yo, what is up?
Hey, if you're thinking that you might be having a little bit of a tough day today, be
oh,
glad
come on,
you're
mate,
not
it
this
just
guy.
Start it.
No, I'm just trying to I'm boosting you up.
All right,
this
let's
morning,
start
right?
low.
just
what do you got?
Be glad you're not this bloke. A guy has gone viral because he filmed himself doing a bit of a rubbish dump.
Oh.
In the bush over in
Wondering
Spain.
Wondering where you're going with that.
Yeah, so you know how you're not, whenever you've got, like, big rubbish to get rid of, you
yeah.
wait for Verge collection,
yeah.
or you go and take it to the tip.
Yes, that is the correct way to dispose.
You're not supposed to take it into the bush like terrible people do, right?
Yeah.
That's what this guy has done in Spain, and he's filmed himself as he's thrown it off the edge of this ravine.
Right.
And it's probably a 45 degree angle kind of drop down this gorge, or
yep.
probably even steeper.
Yeah.
But he's thrown an entire fridge
oh.
off this thing.
Right.
And it's tumbled all the way down this ravine. Like it's gone so 100 metres plus.
Has he done this like for a social media video or something?
I don't know. I think it was just him and his mate and he thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, police got a hold of him.
Yeah.
They're like, mate, not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Better go back and grab it. He and his mate had to climb down
good,
and then
good.
Pick up this fridge, drag a fridge
good.
Back up a ravine, and to top it all off, gave him a fine.
Oh, did they?
How much do you reckon it was?
Oh, in Spain?
Mm.
In so is this pesos, or can I just...
No, I'll give it to you in dollars.
Okay. $1,000.
Bit higher than that.
Two, three, ten.
Keep going.
50.
Keep going.
$100.
No, $75,000.
No.
How?
But good. No, good.
Yeah,
I bloody hate litterers.
$75,000.
Wow.
That is full
and
on.
And he had to go and get it
and
back
to,
up.
And the video is just the best. The video of him and his mate trying to drag this fridge out of the
good.
Thing.
Oh, good. I want to watch it.
I feel like it's out of a cartoon where they're trying to do it and they like get halfway and then they drop the fridge and they have to go back down and get it. Anyway,
like,
definitely.
Anyway, message to everyone out there.
Yeah, have a look at that video online.
Don't be a tosser.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are a little bit more adult. Now, this morning, there is no risqueness to this story.
No nakedness.
Well, no, not really. I mean, it does involve.
It's not fun then. Come on.
Genitals.
Oh. Oh yeah.
But it's not in a risque way. It's like
do you mean?
It's surgery gone wrong.
Oh, what happened?
So it's kind of a ooh.
Oh, is it?
Kind of story. A 70-year-old went into hospital for a routine operation on his bladder.
Right.
They were going to have a bit of a look around, make sure everything was functioning okay.
Mm.
And apparently they pop a bit of Botox into the bladder. It can help you to control yourself a little
true.
Bit better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently. I thought that was really interesting because I was like, man, when I get old and
yeah.
I'm peeing my pants.
They also use Botox for some females as well,
right?
too. But not for holding bladder, more for allowing things to happen.
Ah, right. Well, unfortunately for this gentleman...
yeah.
Just glossed straight over that one. Unfortunately for this gentleman, they got their notes mixed up and they performed the wrong procedure.
Oh, see, this is one of my biggest nightmares of, like, going in for surgery and then coming out with no arm or something.
And I've heard this happens. Like, I could never believe it, but people would write on their legs, like, not this leg for, like, amputations and
really?
Things like that. Yeah. And unfortunately, for this older gentleman, the incorrect operation that they performed
yeah.
was a circumcision.
Oh! Like completely or like just a normal?
Just a normal stock standard circumcision, just a little bit off the top.
Look, I don't want to be too judgmental, but like why would they think that a 70-year-old who has lived with it for 70 years would then opt to have it?
It's a very good question. And apparently, this is the thing that I don't understand. He wasn't even out for the operation.
What do you mean?
He was awake for the operation.
Right.
And they still did the wrong thing. And the reason he didn't notice is because apparently he was distracted talking to one of the nurses.
Of course.
And they've said to him, well, we've got to compensate you for the incorrect removal of
but
your...
Did he get his bladder fixed or not?
No, I don't think so. I think he's going to have to go back for that because they didn't even look at that. They're like, oh, we're just going to knock a bit off here.
Okay.
But they said they're going to compensate him.
Yeah.
$24,000. they're giving him.
Is that all?
Well, that's what I kind of thought. For surgery gone wrong, it's not much. But for that little bit of skin, it's a good price, especially when it's 70 years old.
Yeah.
Imagine how much you get for a brand new one. Let's
go! Trending now at hits.com.au.
Okay, so we just talk about this list that has gone viral. This chick, right, broke up with her boyfriend. They'd been dating for a couple of months.
Yep.
Instead of like the, you know, the sad goodbyes or even the happy goodbyes that this wasn't going to work, he then just passed her over a note that was a list of things that she needs to improve on.
Oh,
yeah.
Critical feedback.
Yeah, he was like, what you need to improve on for your next relationship. Now, she's all like, I'm all about self-improvement, but maybe not as the breakup is happening.
Okay, question before we get into this list. Who broke up with who?
Well, it was just kind of like a mutual thing. But something tells me, well, that's what they say, but kind of something.
He seems bitter.
Yeah. I think he knew that it was coming, considering that he had the list.
Had the list ready to go. I know what you're here for.
Okay, now this list is short, but it is cutting. Now, number one, her love for Taylor Swift was too much.
Too much.
Now, I'm just going to put this out there. If any guy was like, oh, Cardi B is too much, I'd be like, yeah, you're too much. Bye.
Bye.
Number two.
you need to calm down.
I didn't like, apparently she didn't like his family dog enough. Like, she
didn't
liked
like
the dog.
Family dog.
She liked the dog, but was
not enough.
It wasn't enough. Now,
all right. Well, it's not your dog, so.
She said that, for the record, his dog was very, very big and she was only used to being around little dogs. So she just didn't know how to, like, handle it. And apparently he took that as her not being a serious dog lover.
Rightio, mate.
Number three, he said that her family was crazy. And said that that her family kept on texting her when they would go on dates. Because they were like, you know, where are you? Are you safe? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Obviously, they didn't trust him.
Mm.
But in saying that too, it was her first boy. It's her first boyfriend. So this is like, it was her first date kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now this one gets me.
Mm.
On the list, coming in at number four, wearing unbranded sneakers embarrassed him.
Wow.
Yeah, they would go to the gym together and they would go on runs together. But if she would wear unbranded sneakers, he would get embarrassed.
All right, I'm off this guy now. I mean, we're off him from the start.
I was going to say, I was off him from the bloody start. Now he's just throwing out all these lists. But can you
unbranded
believe that? Unbranded sneakers.
Cry me a river, mate. Like.
Anyway, I wonder how he's going to go in his next relationship, huh?
I don't think he'll be having one for quite a long time.
We'll see. If you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
All the girls will be running from him in their branded sneakers.
Yeah.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Jesse and Jules.
We are trying to solve a riddle this morning, and the riddle goes: What is it that after you take away the whole, some still remains? Oh my God, Gidjum?
She pronounced that right.
Gidjum, it's Gidjum, right?
Gudgeon.
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 Gudgeon. Yep. All right. It is his nickname.
Jules has got your name wrong, but can you get the riddle right?
Is the answer wholesome?
Hey, it is. Wholesome.
Oh, well, you...
Wholesome. You were thinking H-O-L-E, not W-H-O-L-E.
Why do you think outside the box, mate?
Or do you know it, Gudgeon?
What was that, sorry?
Did you already know that, or did you guess that?
I kind of took a random guess. We were just talking about it in the work truck.
Oh, well
nice.
Done.
Good on you, mate.
No worries.
All right, bye.
See you later, mate. All righty, let's go to Hayden from Vass. Hayden, what are you thinking it is this morning, mate?
I don't know if I'm going to be right or not, but maybe the word wholesome.
Oh, yeah, you are right.
You would be correct, mate. Nailed that one. Good on you.
Ah, beauty.
See you later, mate. All righty, Barbara from Bunbury, what are you thinking on the riddle front this morning?
Is it the word wholesome?
Oh, yes,
there
it
we go.
Is.
3 from 3. Good on you, Barbara.
All right, and we've got Kylie from Australand. Babe, what is the answer to what is it that after you take away the whole, some still remains?
I was thinking whole meal. You take away the whole meal out of the wholemeal bread, but you still got bread.
is that what you're going with this morning, Barbara?
That's mine.
Unfortunately not. I genuinely thought we were going to go 4 from 4 this morning.
Do not worry. Just thought it was a bloody donut.
You were closer than I was. I give you the tip, Barbara.
Oh, well.
That's Kylie. Thanks, babe.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later. I've had an absolute shocker
this
morning.
I can't even string a sentence together. This is shocking. Anyway, I'm going to go make a coffee. We'll come back after seven. We'll start again.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
We're talking rude names on 13, 12, 16
yes.
right now.
Yes. Do you have a rude name, or do you know someone that has a rude name when, you know, first and last name put together makes something rude?
Mm. Now, there's a bloke over in the UK who has changed his name. Now, he can't get a passport because his name is too rude. He's become a prisoner in his own country because, yeah, he can't get a passport because they won't print it for him.
Shaking my head. Now, this is like a bit of a stunt that he did. Like, he just did it as, like, laughs, right?
I think
as a laugh.
He wanted to do it as a bit of a laugh with his mates. So his name was originally Kenny Kennard, right?
Sorry.
He changed his name.
What
so
would you call your kid Kenneth? Kenny, if your last name was Kennard.
I know, that's already strike one for the parents,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So don't blame him for changing his name on the brain.
Yeah.
What he did was change his last name, and he put the letter F and the letter U dash Kennard. So yeah. His last name
working out
became,
people.
Yes, very hard, I imagine, yeah. Was what he was getting at.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just will not print him a passport now. Mm. So I guess he's going to have to change his name back. But he's had multiple interactions with the government where they've said, nah, mate.
It ain't happening.
We're not putting it on there because you'll go to another country, they'll get offended, and then we'll have a diplomatic responsibility or
something. True, yeah.
So I want to hear from everyone else as well this morning about those dodgy names.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how we're going to do it. Try and keep it as PG as and the explanation as possible. And we're going to have to try and get around it without actually even saying it.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, so, it's going to be difficult.
This is a minefield. Daniel from Tambalup, you know someone with a rude name, mate?
Yeah, I know, or Dad knew a couple of people.
Okay.
And, yeah, their initials were like A, and then like their first name started with A, and their last name was Ness, and then the other person was the first name started with P and their last name was Ness. So if you said
no.
Together, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm being serious, yeah.
Anus and penis?
Yeah.
Was your dad prone to a bit of a story, mate, or is this genuine?
No, it's genuine, yeah.
Wow.
And did anyone ever question them on it and be like, hey, what were your parents thinking?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue, but yeah, I don't know. They just claimed it.
That is
fairly standard names, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you don't really look at it like that, though, you know, when you're picking names. Like,
no,
I
never thought of the initial. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that one.
Oh, I love it, though. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Daniel.
All right, cheers.
All righty, let's go to Steve-O from Australind. Steve-O, what's your rude name, mate?
Well, when I was living in Collie when I was younger, we had this butcher named Ernie Swallow, and he married this lady, Ida, so her name was Ida Swallow.
Ida Swallow. What's weird about Swallow. That?
Well, if you just take, when you put your first initial, then you have your last name. Ida Swallow.
Naughty.
Good on you, Steve-O. Can't go anywhere else with this.
Nah.
You can have a drink and swallow, but yeah.
Oh, yeah,
no,
Kenya.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where everyone else went. That's exactly where I was.
All right. Do you remember Dave from Armadale, Jesse, who rang us up for Scar Wars and did loved his finger?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Oh, Dave.
You better not be telling us any gory stories.
Oh, no gory stories, but this is fair income. I had a stepfather many years ago when I was a teenager. He's a Dutchman.
Mm.
His name was Dick. It wasn't Richard.
Yep.
His surname was Pashia. Nobody could pronounce it, so they called him Pasha. So his name was Dick Pasha.
Oh, Jesse really liked that one.
Sorry, mate.
All about it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Okay, making news across Australia. Jesse is obviously Ben Simmons and everything that happened with the Crown Casino over in Melbourne. But he's also making headlines over in the States. We've got Dee McCarthy joining us live to fill us in with what's going on. Hey, babe.
Hey, guys. Yeah, look, he's making headlines over here. As you may or may not know, he's one of the highest paid athletes in America at the moment. He's obviously the highest paid in Australia right now. Making big headlines because obviously, as you may know, he was, according to him, turned away from the Crown Casino as, according to him, because of his skin colour and his friend's skin colour is what he said in a now-deleted Instagram video. However, today, the Crown Casino in Melbourne released a statement that actually alluded to essentially, they said anyone who looks under 25 must present a valid ID at the door,
yep,
or they're not getting let in, right? So that's what they said in their statement. So it appears that perhaps Ben and his friends didn't want to have to pull out their IDs. Anyway, they did eventually go back with their IDs, and then that's when they then got in. So
right,
the whole skin colour thing is what he alleged in the first video.
Uh-huh.
May or may not actually be them. And so there you go. Crown's certainly denying it.
And yep, how is America responding to it?
Well, America, well, you know, because he's such a big name, and of course he dated one of the most famous women in America, Kendall Jenner. So at first, look, honestly, though, the spotlight has come off that. It's a few other huge things happening in America right now. So
yeah,
that was a big flavour of the week, and then now it's kind of diverted away to other things. But look, America always obviously is very sensitive to anything that feels racial,
mm-hmm,
racially motivated, such as getting turned away by your skin colour. So they were very disappointed in the beginning. But maybe when they hear the Crown Casino report, or at least their version, they may think differently.
I mean, as long as they all don't think that we're all like the Crown Casino or what they're alluding,
no, they
you know,
yes,
to be, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
babe,
no,
now, breaking news with Pink's private jet.
Yes. Okay, here's what happened. Pink's private jet had her manager and her entourage on board. She was not on board. Her family were not on board.
Thank goodness.
Made a crash landing. It landed, it went off the end of the runway, it burst into flames, it was really, really dramatic. And luckily, all of them are fine.
Okay.
Don't really know how, because those tiny planes are so terrifying. Look at me, as if I'm always on tiny planes.
Yeah.
I have been on a small plane before, and they are, it's kind of like, how I would describe it is, it's like a small boat. So if you're out
yeah,
on the ocean and you're in a little small yeah, boat, you feel everything, but when you're in a big boat, you don't feel it as much. Same thing with a small plane, you just feel
oh,
everything. But
yeah,
they, yeah, but they, it kind of like it's thrown around and that kind of thing. It can be quite uncomfortable unless you're in the Oprah Winfrey size one. That's a G65. That's
yeah,
a
okay. I mean, you,
look back to the story. Look back to the story. Everyone's fine. So the moral of the story is everyone's fine.
Perfect.
Pink's fine, performing tonight or the next night, and they're all good, luckily.
And Dean, just before we let you go, Lindsay Lohan has been in the news a little bit here in Australia recently about her show, The Masked Singer, but apparently she's been skipping filming.
She's been skipping filming. Yeah, here's what happened. Okay, so she skipped the first day of the shoot, and you may have seen on the show she wasn't there, and her PR released a statement saying that she was just, you know, recovering and she needed the rest, because, you know, like, that is pretty brutal jet lag. However,
yeah,
hilariously, there is a photo and video of her in the ocean
yeah,
washing her hair. You know that awful saying, like, if someone invites you on a date and you're like, I can't go, I've got to wash my
yeah,
hair, it's like a joke. Well, she was literally washing her hair
in the ocean.
Ocean near Bondi.
Yeah,
yeah,
I saw it.
Like, she was, or something now. So she, it's hilarious.
She was like on a boat, and then she—I don't know if it was a hairdresser, but someone was washing her hair using like the salt water, like, and she was just like sitting back in a bikini while someone was washing her hair. And I remember watching that, going, "Oh, hashtag goals!" Like, seriously.
Hey, goals.
Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling this in this morning. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Talk then. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
And we've got Sam from Bunners. Babe, who do you want to go up against this morning?
I might go Jessie, because you done really well yesterday.
Thanks, girl. I've been smashing it lately.
All right, Sam, buzz in with your name. And we got five questions. If one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So I'm just looking at question number one going, I don't even know how to pronounce that word.
Where oh, it's going to be a tough one this morning,
may
Sam.
May need a tiebreaker. Now, this is a multiple choice question, okay? So I suggest you wait.
Okay.
Cheerophobia is a fear of what? Donuts, happiness, or cheerleaders?
Jesse? Cheerleaders?
No, Jesse. Sam, it's either donuts or happiness. Which one would you like?
Happiness?
Yes, girl. Damn. All right, one to Sam. All right, question number two. Who is the evil dark wizard that is the arch nemesis of Harry Potter?
Jesse.
Sam.
Voldemort.
Jesse. Yeah, got it. All right, question number three. This is also a multiple choice. In what year did St Kilda and Collingwood draw in the AFL Grand
Jesse.
Final? It is multiple choice, but Jesse, I'm not giving you these answers.
Oh,
you're going to have to choose now. I mean, you're going to have to just pick it out as nothing. No,
2010.
5, 4, 3, 2. Yep, you're right.
Yes.
How do you bloody remember
I was this close to saying 2011. 2010, yeah. Because I can remember watching the grand final where I was.
Oh, jeez. What were you doing?
I was at a sports competition being not that good at sports.
Okay. Fair enough. Question number four. What is the British series of children's puzzle books that challenges readers to find an illustrated character?
Jesse. Where's Wally?
Yeah.
Yes! Bang, he's back!
I really don't like it when you win. Like, I'm just like...
Sam, thanks for playing this morning. Do you want to do question number five, see what we got?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we're doing this.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the highest uninterrupted waterfall in the world? It is multiple choice. Angel Falls, Tugela Falls, or Devil's Falls?
Oh.
Anyone like to just take a little
Jesse,
stab?
Devil's Falls?
No, you would be wrong, Jesse.
Angels?
Yes, girl, you would be right. It is 979 metres in Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Yeah. Oh, Sam, thanks so much for playing, babe. I'm so
thanks,
sorry
Sam.
Jesse beat you all. I don't know. I'm not going to do anything to him, but you know.
Good on you, Sam. Have a great day, mate.
Thanks.
Bye, girl.
See you later. That one back again tomorrow. All thanks to Evening Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights and the third night is free. Just use the promo code HITFM.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
I want to talk about this journalism raids that the government keep having, right?
Yes, I have heard about this. This is more with the ABC, is it not? With journals,
well,
or?
Most of a lot of big news companies and the ABC over on the East Coast seem to be copping the heat most of the time.
Yeah.
And essentially, if you haven't heard about it, basically what the government is doing is raiding newsrooms and trying to get them to, the Australian Federal Police is raiding newsrooms and trying to get them to give up information. And you know how there's that weird kind of thing where journalists are not supposed to give up their sources and that kind of stuff?
I have heard about this, like that the AFP have been doing a couple of raids, but I was, I just thought it was weird because I'm like, that's made me go, what are they trying to hide? What are they doing, you know?
Yeah, and so anyway, it's heavy news, right?
Yeah.
And it's not really what we do, but I did want to touch on it really quickly because Sandra Sully, the Channel 10 newsreader, has put together a little news bulletin of if the government continues to, or the federal police continue to intervene in news and we go more towards a very censored version of the news, you know, no freedom of speech, anything like that.
Yeah.
And how our news might sound if we were a little bit more North Korea style.
Okay.
Here are the headlines approved by the Department of Communications on 10. The Royal Commission into How Good Is Australia has found that Australia is very good and gooder than many estimates predicted. The Department of Fair Go agrees with the findings, saying that Aussies are getting fairer goes and more goes than ever before. And in sport, Australia's cricket team are the best and they will win the Ashes if any of the current 11 want to see their loved ones again. That is, of course, all the approved news for now in the greatest country in the world. And remember, it's on Australia to not have private health insurance. Can I have my puppy back? Please.
It's a very good roast, and that is just a little bit of it as well. I had to kind of cut that down.
Okay.
But if you do want to go and check it out, it is like, it's really good. Yeah.
This is The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Wednesday, it is time to play Word Association Wednesday.
Yeah, this is where we've got 20 seconds up on the clock and 10 words. You need to say the first thing that comes to your mind. If you can do that within 20 seconds, score yourself that $50 Visa gift card.
Now, as is tradition, Julesy and I get to have a crack at this one first, try and sharpen ourselves up for a Wednesday.
Yes. Now, the rules are you cannot say the same word twice.
Right.
You can't repeat.
I feel like
you've been doing that. And you can't say the words that, like, I'm already going to be saying.
You clarifying makes me go, I know you got something up your sleeve.
Yeah. I mean, I try to make this as hard as possible for you.
Okay.
But I do like to stick to a theme.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Ben.
Bill.
Simmons.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Dunk.
NBA.
Three-pointer.
Crown.
Casino.
Casino.
Bet.
Kendall.
Jenna.
Jenna.
Model.
Insta.
Graham.
Oh!
Oh, is that it?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn
boy.
It. Oh, I was going to throw some other words in there that would have thrown you completely, but I thought it'd be nice.
I was about to throw some words in there as well. Voice my frustration. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Arrested.
Jail.
Underwear.
Wearing.
Credit card.
Swipe.
Ashes.
Cricket.
Powerball.
Winning.
Baby.
Coming.
Flowers.
Smelly.
Star.
Shining.
China.
Asian.
Wales.
Oh! I almost said eat.
No, incorrect.
I would never eat a whale.
Is there something you want to tell us about the baby
no,
one?
No, I don't know. Got a baby what on I was the thinking. No, I'm not. Not pregnant. There is no baby on the way.
Oh,
don't you start anything.
I love this game. If you would like to play, you could win yourself a $50 Visa gift card. 13 12 16 is the number. Give us a call right now.
We've got Kat from Mount Barker having a crack at it today. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Hey,
feeling sharp?
Yes.
All
beautiful.
Right.
Now, I'm going to be calling out these words, so you're listening for my voice, okay?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Kylie.
Minogue.
Jenna.
Hewitt.
Birthday.
Me.
Travis.
Oh, God.
That'll do.
That'll do, Scott.
That's it. Yike.
Rose.
Ush.
Petals.
Me.
Smell.
Good.
Stormy.
Shit.
Baby.
No way.
Yay!
Oh, she's got it just before the buzzer.
$50 Visa gift card coming to your way.
Congratulations, mate. Hey, thanks for playing.
I'm glad that you said baby. You said no way. I said coming. I love it. Kat, you have scored the $50 Visa gift card. The first one in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Awesome. My son wanted me to play ever since you guys have been
doing
the segment.
Well, Kat, yeah, I mean, you can walk into today knowing that you are sharper than...
a lot of other people.
Yeah, most people going out today.
Well, definitely me. Oh, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
No worries.
Jeez, I'm glad that went off. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Another chance for you to score that $50 Visa gift card. But Jesse, we got to get out of here. But tomorrow on the show, we've got Dr. Justin coming in from Nudge Psychology.
Love a good visit from Dr. Justin.
Now, he's tackling two questions for us tomorrow. One is about motivation and the other one is about jealousy when it comes to other people hitting on your partners.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. A juicy one. Yeah. Anyway, we'll do it tomorrow after 8:30.
Have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll catch you tomorrow morning from 6.
Bye,
bye guys.
Love yous.
Want more Jesse and Joel? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.